This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Coming up on 7 after the hour, Monday, the 21st of September, or two-thirds of the way through the month, UBI go. I don't really want to. I don't like the fall. I don't like, well, fall's okay. I don't like winter. Especially, it went from 85 degrees to 60 degrees in one day here, mm-hmm. Victoria. I expect it's getting chilly down there, too, as well. Jennifer's not with us at this moment. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, I'm going to start a new game show. You ready?
Okay.
Who tweeted it? Kanye or Trump?
Oh, boy.
What do you think?
Is the prize that this year is automatically over? Is that the prize if I win?
Yes. You don't have to vote. It's already been done for you. How's that? Yeah. There are a handful of people who are pushing Kanye, apparently, still, to try to get him to be... is he a write-in? Is he a potential? Do you think people really would write in his name?
He's
such a Mondo Bizarro guy. How old is he, by the way? He looks fairly young. What, 40-something?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Early 40s.
Right. Yeah. He's a... I don't know, I just find him to be an interesting character of not much value other than to make us look at ourselves and think about how silly we all sound sometimes when we go off on a toot. And that's our job. We're supposed to sound, I don't mean just radio people, I'm just saying in life there's no such thing as perfection. And it's kind of cool when you allow yourself, you give yourself the license to just be silly. Because everybody's so buttoned up today, and that's because everybody's so critical about everything. Just be yourself, you know, if you can be that way. But look at the blogs, the women who make fun of other women or what their clothing is. Can you imagine if men made fun of clothing the way women do, what they'd say about me, for example, and what I wear? Huh? What
well,
in the world?
Yeah.
That was kind of...
Well, I mean, you've got a farm stuff. I've seen you look very nice when you're not, you know, on a track.
Yes, right. I am. I'm conscious of that. Yeah. Anyway, there is a lot of attention, as it ought to be, on the life and times of... and I don't want this to get spoiled because of the political ramifications. So we've got to get another... I said earlier, the reason I think McConnell wants to push this now is because he doesn't think Trump's going to get elected. And that caused some consternation amongst folks. But listen, that's how I feel. And, you know, if you agree or disagree, I don't care. I'm just giving you my points of view. You come up with your... That's the thing about social media. That son of a bitch, did you hear what he said? Trump
so
isn't going to win.
Think that they disagree with you that Trump's not going to win.
Well, they don't like it that I say he's not going to win.
Well,
that is, you know, neither here nor there.
No one has a crystal ball. No one knows who's going to win at this point. No. It's close in the polls. It's going to depend on, you know, everything seems to, it feels like we're living on shifting ground. And every day something new happens, you know, the death of Ruth Bader Ginsburg is a huge bell that's ringing loudly for a lot of people on the left and people, or even people who are just, you know, women who are pro-choice, men who are pro-choice, you know, the gay marriage, the Affordable Care Act. These are things that are hanging in the balance. And typically, I was reading something over the weekend, Republicans tend to react more strongly to an open seat on the Supreme Court.
Mm.
Not when it's RBG. This has got everybody from the center all the way to the far left.
Did you see that the Democrats got, Biden's campaign at $71 million this weekend after she passed away in campaign contributions?
That's how people are reacting because I have gay friends who are married. They are very concerned that marriage will be taken away from them again. Now, our group is too young to be married the first round that it happened, but, you know, now that it's become the norm and the Marriage Equality Act was passed, under Obama, this is something that they really fear, that, you know, a conservative judge coming on may say, well, I don't believe in gay marriage, and so, and make some sort of legal argument against it.
So are we playing into the hands of those like me who say thoughts are things, thoughts become things if you worry about it?
Yeah, there are a lot of scary thoughts out there, and they become things.
Right, yeah.
you're not wrong.
Does thinking about it help it to materialize? If we don't think about it, if we give them their drift and think
people who are in vulnerable positions, you know, couples who are gay, who are married, or who want to be married, or want to have that right protected, people who are on the Affordable Care Act, the week after the election, this is something people don't realize, the week after the election, there is a major issue with the Affordable Care Act that goes before the Supreme Court. And it's not expected to be resolved until next June, but the ruling isn't due until next June, but it's going to start, the proceedings start a week after the election. And there are millions and millions of people who rely on the Affordable Care Act for a health insurance. Yeah. And if that gets taken away, you know, there's a lot that hangs in the balance here, and that's why everyone was hoping that, you know, if Biden was going to win, that RBG could hang on until then, and then he would appoint someone who would be very similar, you know, to walk her path.
Inconveniently, she's dying, she's dead, so...
Like everything in 2020, right? You think you've got the finger on the pulse, and you
All right,
not.
So you want to know what else? There's a... my community that I live in Massachusetts is a suburban Boston community, 26 miles west of Boston. So over the weekend, in preparation, and this is this shocked me, actually, the election here is as it is everywhere else. I have great regard and respect for the city clerk, but she's pulling out her hair because she doesn't know what to do with the mail-in ballots and people bringing in or trying to send in early ballots. It's a mess, a real mess. So apparently, we have a black mayor, and she has quietly said that there may be rioting here in our town. And I'm thinking to myself, well, I expect you look at the TV footage of rioting in Portland and Seattle, but then I think, well, there's Kenosha. That's a small community, and yet there was a lot of rioting going on there. So the point is that there is I dislike thinking, for the reason I just said, that thoughts are things, that there could be those who are convinced there's going to be trouble everywhere, and that's exacerbated by some of the things the feds are watching with regard Chinese influence. Remember, I've said all along, these riots in Portland or Seattle or wherever they've been, the people who are peaceful are local. The people who are causing damage are brought in from outside. Mm-hmm. And people say, well, where's the money coming from? More and more, the government doesn't want to, I don't know why our government doesn't say it, but they've found the CIA and the FBI are tracing where these people come from. Because when they arrest them, they try to find, you know, don't you have a job? What are you doing here? And there is a trace where the money, you know, they go to people's bank accounts and they see, well, it's like a TV show. You know, all these TV shows, they check the bank account of the bad guy to see where the money's coming from. Well, there are enough strings that tie the contributions where these people get their money to do the traveling, buy the tickets, do whatever it is they're going to do, that it comes from foreign, it's foreign money. So what's your bet on when it comes to foreign money? On China? On Russia? No, we're being very naive when it comes to outside influences, I'll tell you that.
I think that you see these things leaked constantly now, whistleblowers from the CIA, the FBI, Defense Department, the Pentagon, the National Guard even, is now one of the guys who was there that day that Trump did the stunt with holding the Bible in front of the church there, and they tear gassed all the protesters. You know, he said that, like, the stuff that he testified, it feels like it's like we're in communist Russia. You know, the weapons that they were going to deploy against American citizens who were peacefully protesting, protesting. They were not beyond the curfew, which was the narrative that, you know, the administration tried to say, oh, well, they had been asked to move. They hadn't been. They were legally there. They were totally there in a legal capacity. Anyway, it's just this kind of stuff is going on. And all of these whistleblowers have come forward now saying Russia is a major, major problem.
Of course they are.
But Trump wants to push Russia away and say it's all China because of Joe Biden, and it's China is also a huge problem. Yeah. So we have to address them and Iran too.
There are all these things that are going on. You feel scattered mentally.
Well, exactly. That's part of their ploy.
I mean, my job is to do my job, but because my job entails all of this stuff, then I can be scattered and make it work. But if you are doing a job that requires you to focus on what it is, and you completely, you get these repeated interruptions, you're the guy that sits at the desk next to you, hey, what do you think about those Chinese guys? There's that breaking away from concentration that's bad for us and our production. I mean, there's so many different ways this thing, it's worked its way into the fabric and fiber of our lives, consistently processing all these different struggles and thoughts that we have about, we want to, you know, our job is to do our job, raise our families, take care of our families, but yet all this other stuff, we spend all this time. No wonder kids are so damn screwed up today. Nobody's paying attention to them because nobody's got a clear mind to be focused on that because we're so damn distracted by the devices and what's going on in the phony news media and your thoughts, your scattered thoughts, you're being bombarded all the time. No wonder there's so much stress. Good God.
Mm-hmm. Or on information overload. And then eventually and what happens, though, when you get to information overload, then people just start believing the news that's easiest for them to digest.
Right.
So if you believe a political thought, A, let's say, is what you believe, you're going to believe anything that you see on TV that backs up what you already believe, because it's easier. And that's where we are now. That's why no one is discerning between facts and fiction. Everybody labels everything as fake news when it's not all fake news. There's plenty of real news out there. There's a lot of science going on right now. There's a lot of space exploration right now. There's plenty of climate stuff. And it's, you know, some of it is basic physics, like real physics 101, like high school physics, and people who just can't wrap their brain around that and don't want to agree that climate change is real, then they just label that as fake news. Oh, well, whatever. That's science. Science is always disproving itself. Well, not really, because no one's really challenged gravity, you know? I mean, like, when people say that, I always think that's such a cop-out, because it just means that you're only listening to the science that you want to believe in. Science is not always disproving itself. There are certain elements that are up for debate, sure, but, you know, we all understand the Earth's gravitational pull. That's science. We all agree on that. We agree that when you drop an apple from a tree, that's gravity. So science is like, there's a lot of stuff out there that is proven science.
Yeah.
Right. So, you know, I mean, carbon emissions warms the planet and warms the ocean temperatures. That's just science. You can say what caused those carbon emissions. You can maybe debate about that. But the fact is, carbon in the atmosphere raises the Earth's temperatures. The Earth's temperature and the water temperatures in all of the oceans is up an average of 2 degrees. So,
from
again, basic science. If you and your body
so
from whatever. The pre-industrial age, and they suspect it's going to go up another 2 degrees. Now people go, oh, 2 degrees. 2 degrees. What? You know, why is that a big deal? Well, you know why it's a big deal? Because if my resting temperature is 97.1, and Jen has talked about this too, we're both in the 97s. Most women run a little bit colder. Mm. If you bump me up to 99.1, I have a fever, and that means I'm living with a fever. If you're 98.6, you're at 100.6. And if we say to you in this example, you need to live with that fever of 100.6 every day for the rest of your life. That's what's happening to the oceans, and that's how, maybe that's a way that people can kind of like grasp it, why 2 degrees is really that important if you apply it to your own body and think about how miserable you would be living 2 degrees warmer in your own body. So there's a lot of basic science out there that, you know, if people just open their eyes and open their minds a little bit, like there's a lot more that we can agree on than disagree.
Yep, let's agree. Even if we agree to disagree, let's do it in a sane, thoughtful way, shall we? 21 after the hour on today's DJV program.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I don't want to lie, then don't. Music time, 23 at the hour on the DJV program. Victoria Keith and Doug Steffen. We go to Austin City Limits. They've announced the first half of the lineup for its 46th season, which will kick off early next month. Tribute to the late singer-songwriter John Prine. That's quite appropriate. He was on Austin City Limits about 8 times, I think. And in the conversation we had last week here, Jennifer, Jason Isbell, we announced, is going to provide. What did I say? Oh, I said
Jennifer. Yeah. I know. You think of Jason Isbell, you think of Jen. But yeah,
that's right. Yep. Anyway, the introduction. He's going to provide the introduction to the episode. The tapings were done during the pandemic without an audience. 13 new episodes of Austin City Limits live performances from Rufus Wainwright in his ACL debut, and soul singer Yola, from whom we are hearing this song, I Don't Want to Lie, off her album Walk Through Fire. Additionally, ACL will air reprise episodes of John Legend and The Roots, encore episode featuring Bonnie Raitt, which was done in 2012. In addition to the Prine tribute, the season includes a couple of other specials, a Stevie Ray Vaughan tribute titled Stevie Ray Vaughan 30 Years On, and an hour dedicated to the 50-year career of Austin Western swing band Asleep at the Wheel. Have we got any music from them? I bet they'd be interesting. Do you know what they sound like, Victoria?
I do not. No, I've heard of them, but I don't know. No. But Western swing sounds fun.
Yeah. Certainly sounds like what you dance to,
right?
A square dance, doesn't it? Under the circumstances.
Or, yeah, like a swing. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
like swing dancing was really big in the early 2000s.
Yeah.
Albuquerque. Oh, it's slower than what I was thinking, but yeah, I get it.
That's real swing. Oh, I like that.
The letter near my heart.
You like it?
Yes. I'm the one.
You don't like that?
This sounds like something straight out of like the like 1950s.
I love it. That's why I love it, probably.
Well, yeah. Like my mom would probably like this.
Fancy Nancy likes it. Uncle Dougie and Fancy Nancy.
I like a little more pep, but yeah.
No, I like this a lot. Good stuff. All right, thank you, Phil, for finding that. 25 after here on the DJV program. All right, here's another one. New documentary, Somebody Up There Likes Me. Traces the career of Ron Wood from his days as the bassist in the Jeff Beck Band through his tenure with the Faces and Rod Stewart and that bunch to his run with the Stones. Film features interviews with Mick and Keith and Charlie Watts and Rod Stewart, along with Wood himself. Available now as a virtual. I'd like to see this myself. The virtual cinema release on the movie's official website. At, let's see, what, October 9th. DVD Blu-ray. This is one of the great, great Stone songs, too. In one of the clips, Wood explains why he finally quit drugs and alcohol after decades of abusing his body. Nothing was working, he says. The coke wasn't working. The drinks weren't working. I turned into this sour person. This isn't me. Jagger has seen several bandmates go through this journey. It's really hard to do, he says, but he knew that he wanted to do it, which is obviously part of the thing. If you don't want to do it, it's really impossible. The film takes its title from an offhand comment that Wood gave about undergoing cancer surgery after years of cigarette use. When they operated on my cancer, they took away my emphysema, he said. They said my lungs were as if I'd never smoked. I thought, how's that for a get-out-of-jail-free guy? Somebody up there likes me. Somebody down here likes me as well. Wood was supposed to spend the summer on tour with the Stones, but they said they're not going to, they're not sure when they can play here again. But you can be sure they'll be here because they make lots of money.
Oh, yeah.
When they come over. The Stones and Ron Wood at 28 After on the DJV Show.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Up to support your family's immune health with Ester C, a superior form of vitamin C. Ester C lasts up to 2 times longer than regular vitamin C, and it's the only vitamin C with 24-hour immune support. So don't just settle for regular vitamin C. Look for Ester C on the label when you shop for your family's immune health. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
That? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So
thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump is planning to nominate a woman later this week to replace the late High Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who died on Friday. Republican Senator John Barrasso, the number 3 GOP member of the upper chamber, says,
"We will hold hearings and there will be a vote on the floor of the United States Senate this year."
But Democrats like Senator Debbie Stabenow say they're ready for a fight with the Republican Senate Majority Leader, who is also promising a quick vote on any nominee.
Mitch McConnell will do whatever is in his short-term political interest for him. It's not about what's best for American people. It's about how do you keep power.
Two Republican senators, Maine's Susan Collins and Alaska's Lisa Murkowski, are already expressing opposition to a vote before the election, but Dems would need two more Republicans to defect to be able to block one. And this is USA Radio News.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
There could be a decision as soon as today on whether the police officers involved in the death of Breonna Taylor will be facing charges. The Louisville Courier-Journal reporting the city's federal courthouse will be closed this week in anticipation of a possible decision. The 26-year-old EMT was shot and killed back in March during a no-knock raid on her home as police were seeking her boyfriend. Last week, the city settled a civil lawsuit with her family, agreeing to pay out $12 million. Pamela Hutchinson of the R&B group The Emotions has passed away. The group's Facebook page announcing she died Friday after health challenges she'd been battling for years. The Grammy Award-winning R&B group was made up of Pamela and her two sisters, Wanda and Sheila, and the group won a Grammy for Best R&B Performance by a duo or group with vocals back in 1978 for their song Best of My Love. VH1 naming the group as one of the top 18 most influential girl groups. Pamela Hutchinson was 61. And golfer Bryson DeChambeau fired a final round 67 to earn his first major championship at the U.S. Open in Mamaroneck, New York, finishing at 6 under par, 6 shots ahead of runner-up Matthew Wolf. Find us online at usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Four after the hour on the Monday DJV program. Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan here on the program. We're always trying to fix things, adjust things, because I think that's what life is all about, right? People say they hate change, but life has changed by definition. It changes, and so if something's broken, maybe you can fix it a little bit by, empower yourself. Let yourself grow. And therefore maintain, I think if you fight growth, you become a little insane. Because you can't stop it. Mm-hmm. So what are you going to do? Let it go. Keep moving. And speaking of keeping moving, I'm wondering how the talk shows are dealing with not having an audience. Ellen, for example, on today for the first time. How are they doing these daytime talk shows without an audience? So much of what they do depends on having an audience, Victoria.
Yeah.
So
might be better
doing?
For Ellen to not have an audience today, though. She returns in studio for season 18. Today's the premiere, and her opening monologue is going to have a very different tone than her normal, jokes and stuff with the audience. So
is this
having no audience
day before, is that when they record these shows the day before? So would this have been done on Friday? for playback today? Is that how they do it? Usually, with
I think usually that is how they do it. She's made jokes about that before, where she'll say like today's Tuesday, and the guest will be confused, and they make a joke about it. But yeah, so it
the
was
only
probably
one that's live is Regis and Kelly. I mean, Ryan and
and Good Morning America and the Today Show, those. So so Ellen, it'll be interesting to see. A lot of people are very curious to get her take on. She has been pretty silent throughout this, if you want to call it. This has been kind of her own pandemic. She's in crisis, basically, with her show, with the reputation, her own reputation, the reputation of the people who work on the show. There have been numerous complaints and a lot of salacious stories. So she said today that she will be talking about it. So it'll be interesting to see
what
she says.
But what can she say? What will satisfy?
I think that she's going to take ownership. I think she's going to be really... I think when Ellen wants to be very honest, I think that she does it really well. So I think that she's probably going to talk about, you know, look, this is on me. I didn't know what was going on with these other producers. I didn't know that guests were being made to feel uncomfortable. I think she's going to take responsibility. I don't see her passing this off on anyone else at this point. I don't think she can, really.
No.
You have to take ownership.
Not and survive.
Yeah.
Not and survive. No, not at all. Do you see the pictures of Jennifer Lopez in that bikini over the weekend?
No, but I'm sure you did.
What is that supposed to mean?
Well, you just asked me, so clearly, yes, the answer is you've seen it.
Yes, I did. She's not exactly, she's not my cup of tea, but I thought it was interesting. She takes a lot of chances, and that's kind of what I like about her, because she is someone who's not afraid to do stuff. She's created things like, we were talking about Gaga earlier today and how she's kind of afraid of life to a point. And I get that because everybody's got a different psychological makeup, but I don't think J-Lo's afraid of anything. She doesn't seem to be.
She doesn't seem to be. Mm-mm.
No, not at all. If she is, she hides it well, as a matter of fact. Dr. Fauci is being quoted as saying there are three places that have to close to avoid more problems. These are, when you get right down to the nitty-gritty under the circumstances. How close is he to the CDC? Where does he actually work? What is his real job?
He's the head of NIH, the National Institute of Health. That's his thing.
Right.
So they work closely with the CDC, but he's the infectious disease specialist. That's what he's been doing for, 30 years maybe.
So he says that one of the biggest problems is getting people back to the office.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be because of the fact that, and people are used to working from home, but there are some businesses that don't function well. It's just some stuff can do fine and other stuff doesn't lend itself to being here, there, and everywhere. You got to get in there and figure out, what's going on as people work together. And that's hard to do, even
that has changed
with the Zoom stuff.
Yeah, and I think that just in general, a lot of companies have realized that, especially in expensive cities like San Francisco, Los Angeles, New York, where the rent is so high for office space,
right.
I think a lot of companies are realizing, that they don't maybe need all that space, and that if you have a rotating schedule of, if you have different divisions in your company, why do they need to be in the office at the same time? If two divisions don't really do anything together, then, my husband works for a big media company. He's in podcasting, and the rest of the company is all different other divisions. He doesn't really need to interact with anyone outside of what they call their pod squad. So if they went back to work, they already said they're not going back into the city until at least January. But when that does happen, you could easily make a staggered schedule where it's one day a week is this, group A, and group B is Tuesdays or whatever. I think they can probably come up with some interesting ways to work around it. But again, we were talking about this yesterday. If and when he does go back to the office, the problem though is then the commute starts again, and then you're on public transportation because there's no other way for him to get into the city from Jersey. So he'd have to be, we're going to skip New Jersey Transit because the trains, I found out over the weekend, a friend of mine, her girlfriend has COVID now. She got on a New Jersey Transit train for one stop. It was wearing her mask. For one stop, there was a woman across the aisle from her, an older woman, who was coughing and on the phone telling the person on the phone
that
she thought she had COVID. The older woman gets off the train. So my friend's girlfriend and this older woman are on the stop for, they're on the train for one stop together, which is about 15, 20 minutes. And now, sure enough, my friend's girlfriend has COVID. So if New Jersey Transit is just, that's a non-starter. You can't open the windows. There's no ventilation. So I'm not, that's, Lewis and I are not going to even entertain that. But going back into the office, you know, then you're sitting in a conference room again with people, and you don't know how they've been handling the virus. You don't know if they've been careful or have they been out partying and they've, you know, thrown caution to the wind. This virus spreads so easily, that's the real danger in it.
Mm-hmm. Danger. It's all about danger and fear. Here's another one. We'll throw this into the air, see what people do. It's like throwing a ball in the air and trying to hit it with a bat. The members of the Republican members of the Senate are saying, and I think maybe there's something to this, the having a full Supreme Court on Election Day, and this is maybe this is the argument that they're smart they'll make, because there's bound to be contested. Everybody's lawyered up, both sides up to their ears with lawyers. So the idea of having somebody in there, you know, whether it's the right one or the wrong one, but I think they're, you know, if it's tied, if there's, you know, there's eight members without Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and so,
well, it's really not eight. That's the thing. John Roberts does not, and people don't realize this, but John Roberts doesn't weigh in exactly. Yeah. So right. it's not a tie. So, you know, and he is a conservative judge. He more often than not tends to lean with the conservative, the other conservative
judges. He's been surprising people this year.
Once or twice, he's had a few that have been, yeah, that have surprised people. But that's how it should be. All this conservative or, you know, the this judge is conservative.
Why is there politics involved in it at all?
Right. It's not,
it should be the law and not politics. Damn it. There's so much of that. Oh, lean left or right. That's not the way originally Supreme Court justices were thought of or were appointed. They were just the best lawyers, the best judges that you could find. And now, nope, can't do that anymore. We've got to make every damn thing political. We're refugees from reality. By the way, I want to go back to what Fauci said for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
The number one problem, he says, is gyms. They shouldn't be open.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Number two, he says, are the bars.
Yep.
And those, you know,
every
those
time someone sits at a bar, we see these clusters of outbreaks. If you've got 10 people sitting at the bar, then and 2 weeks later we hear, oh, all of those people now have it, and they've spread it to 20 other people.
Yeah.
It's, I get it. I love sitting at a bar, too. Just last night, on Sunday nights, we used to go right here. Well, I mean, not like, well, our Sunday night routine was, there's this Italian restaurant, has this beautiful bar right on the beach where we live, and that's our Sunday night routine. We'd watch football and eat dinner, and we miss that. But it's just not worth the risk right now. It just, it isn't. So.
Yeah.
Life sucks in 2020. We have to just deal with it and accept it.
Well, we still have lots to be thankful for. He says as he sits here with his back all strapped up because I threw my back out in addition to all the other stuff going on. I'm sitting here, every time I move, we go, my God. But, yes, will we be happy when we look in the rearview mirror and see the 2020 sign? Absolutely. Let's hear it for moving ahead. Moving ahead means getting yourself into physical shape. And so give yourself 90 days on the Calitrin program to lose the weight, and then give yourself another 90 days to train your body to keep it off, and then it'll be perfecto, absolutely fabulous. This program has so much success tied all around it. For 20-some-odd years, people have been using Calitrin as the weight loss formula, if you are conscious of what you put in your body. If you don't, you know, give it to him, which put in your body, then go for some of the other stuff that's around. If you are interested in a product that doesn't have any stimulants, it doesn't have any drugs, no caffeine, none of that stuff, then you want to perhaps opt to Calitrin, which you can find at toploss.com. Pretty easy to go through there and check out all the success stories. If you're not getting enough protein, sometimes you feel sluggish. And there's some of that mixed in here as well. I know people say, I don't get enough protein, me, because I don't eat meat and stuff. But I do make sure that I have sources of protein, because there are sources of protein that are vegetables. And that's part of the formula at Calitrin. Dried fruits and vegetables are in there, along with the other things that have been made. This formula came together with a doctor and three nurses. And, wow, what a success story they have. Calitrin. Go to toploss.com, please. Toploss.com. You can buy three, get three free. Buy four, get four free, whatever it is. Most people opt for the three and three because they're only paying for three. They get 6 months, and they do what I suggested. I just stay on it all the time because I like the other things that it does for my body. You'll like it, too. You'll like the way you look. More importantly, you'll be healthier. You'll like the way you feel. Use the discount code DJV at checkout. Not to pay for shipping that way. Toploss.com. Calitrin. Lose weight. Keep it off the natural way.
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to Linzess.com to take the 5-question gut check. That's Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right. 48 after the hour. You're going to love this one, Victoria. Lori Loughlin is in jail, right?
Well, you know, not yet. November 19th, yeah.
I thought she was in jail already.
Mm-mm. No, she and her husband go November 19th to their new country club, uh-huh, where they have ceramics and yoga and Pilates.
Right.
And, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
it's a joke.
What's the point? What is the point? That was really the point I was getting. What and the, why? What is the symbol that is created out of this? And it's this is not. In fact, that we even have one of these. Wouldn't bother with prison. It's prison for those people who shouldn't be in prison as much as anything else.
Well,
okay, so
in this case, though, they have so blatantly broke the law, and not only did it just affect them, but they took, you know, their two dumb daughters and all the other parents who put everything on the line to get their kids into these schools, they took away spots from other kids who were much more deserving. I mean, her two kids couldn't get into USC on their own anyway. Their SATs weren't good enough. They lied about playing sports. It was a joke. And I think that the parents should have some consequences in this case.
Yeah, meanwhile, New York State Prison is letting out of jail an MS-13 gang member who murdered three people. Good for them. Congratulations.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Curry is here, our movie man, Movie Moments on the DJV program. And we would not probably feel good if we didn't celebrate an important birthday today, right?
Well, Bill Murray is 7 years old, Doug.
How much?
70 years old. Time's flying, Doug. Going quickly.
He looks old, I think. He's always looked old. Don't you think he looks old?
Yeah. He looks a little ragged. I don't think he looks like the guy who goes to the gym every morning and does his push-ups, no.
No, his face is jowly, and he's kind of a curmudgeon-y guy.
He might be just miserable. He might be just miserable. I mean, that's a big thing, right?
That's what
his reputation on a movie set is not overly good.
You know,
but anyway,
like
that music, music was from a movie called Meatballs, which is his first theatrical film that he starred in 1979, a small Canadian film that turned out to be a sleeper hit, and it showed that he had a screen presence and a likability that translated into many movies to come. He'd do Caddyshack, obviously Ghostbusters, which really made him a megastar in 84. Groundhog Day, which is a very popular film in 93. Scrooge, he did in 89, which plays all the time at Christmas time. And then in 2003, he got an Oscar nomination for a movie called Lost in Translation with Scarlett Johansson. And then his career, Doug, he changed sort of what he did. He sort of fixated to doing smaller adult-oriented independent dramas, and that's really where his career has gone over the last...
Didn't he own a bar in New Jersey someplace? Or his son has one.
His son has a bar in Brooklyn, and he often appears. I've had friends be there at that bar when he would appear, and he just pours beers for everybody and pays for everyone. Yeah, his reputation is really it's that if you run into him, he's just really fun. He takes pictures with everyone who wants to take a picture with him. Like he's just he's really cool. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So, but I'm trying to think as we sit here. What was the last movie he was in?
You'd have to Google it. I don't know.
He had a cameo in the Ghostbusters movie with the girls.
Yeah, he did. He did. He played a different character. He did. He's worked. Hopefully, I believe he's going to be in the new Ghostbusters movie, which opens with, was supposed to open this summer.
Right, he is in that, yep.
Sometime in 2021.
With Aykroyd, too.
Afterlife. Yep.
Yeah, cool.
That should
All right, box office totals for the weekend, Chugger? What do we have?
Tenet, number one, $4.7 million, has done $36 million here domestically. Obviously, Corona's killed its domestic box office, but it has done $250 million worldwide. Still, on its budget, it has to do $500 million to break even. Probably not going to do it, but it is what it is. New Mutants, number two, $1.6 million. These totals don't pay for the catering bill at these movies, but I'm reporting them anyway. $17.7 in its domestic release. Infidel, people did not go see it. Doug, just 1.5, had a 900,000
really?
First screen average, not good. Unhinged, 1.3, 16 million so far, and it's run. And SpongeBob did a couple hundred thousand, rounding out the top five. So it is what it is. No studio is going to expect a movie to do well in theaters right now. So that's the way it is.
Here we have Christmas Chronicles 2 coming out. Goldie Hawn is going to be.
Yeah.
What do you think of that?
The first one was so good. It broke records on Netflix. Yeah. And then at the very, very end, the last scene, you see that Mrs. Claus is Goldie, and everybody went wild. And so I'm happy that this new one appears to have a lot more Goldie in it because they're so cute together.
And Kurt Russell plays Chris Kringle, Santa Claus. You know, when you look back at Kurt Russell's career when all said and done, it's one of the best careers in the last 30 years. I mean, he's consistently worked. He could do action drama. He did a movie called Miracle where he played Herb Brooks. He's a really good actor.
Yeah.
He's very diverse, and he continues to be much in demand. Also a big part of the Fast and Furious films over the last couple of entries in that franchise also.
Yeah.
Well, now he's known as Santa Claus to a lot of little kids, so it's kind of funny
cool.
that he's had a lot of different generations appreciate him.
Are you surprised they've stayed together this long? They never married. I think.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
No, that's why they're still together.
Yeah, that could be. Right. Yeah, under the circumstances. Do they have children together?
Yes, I think they have one son together. And
they
then
do.
Basically Kate Hudson and Oliver Hudson are kind of Kurt's kids, too.
Yeah, right. She's always, Kate Hudson's always talking about how much she loves Kurt
Russell.
Yeah,
they call him Pa.
I don't know anything about the brother, though. What's the story with him?
Oliver Hudson, he's older than Kate. He's an actor. He's been in a ton of stuff, mostly TV. And he was actually in the Christmas Chronicles. He was in that first movie.
He was in Dawson's Creek, and he's done a couple sitcoms. He's actually, I sort of like him.
Yeah.
He's got an appeal, yeah.
They have a fun podcast together called Sibling Revelry.
Oh, cool.
It's really cute. Yeah, it's a good podcast.
That sounds very good, yeah.
They only interview other siblings. It's cute.
Very good. All right, Chucker, you're all right with me as far as...
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.